The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be starting the 11th Perek of Ksubis, Perek Amon and Nizoynos. And I would like to start this Perek off with one of the most interesting, fascinating shilas that could be brought to a Beis Din Bizman Hazeh. In Beis Din, you know, you listen to these shirim that we present to you, and most of our shirim deal with halachas that deal with choshen mishpat. But a less known aspect of Beis Din shilas are shilas that deal with Evan Ezer, specifically Hilchas Ksubis, and even more specifically of the distribution of assets after one dies to the widow and to the orphans, which is quite complex and complicated. And our perek actually deals with one of the most negeya aspects of that distribution of nechasim, the halacha of almanah nizonis minichsi yisayimim. And what does the halacha of almanah nizonis minichsi yisayimim really mean? It means that a widow has a right to always be supported from the land, from the karka and the nechasim of the baal, until she takes a ksuba. Meaning, in essence, we know a woman has a right to ksuba mosayim zuz, either via divorce or death. But if the husband dies first, and she does not choose, elect to get her ksuba, she should be nizaynus. She could get supported, get all her food paid for every day, 365 days a year, from the nichsei yisoyim, if she wants, for the rest of her life. Always be supported. That's the halacha. Amana nizaynus be nichsei yisoyim. And the question arises like this. Let's assume someone dies and they leave over a widow. They leave over a woman in which she needs support. And let's assume the Yisoyimim are not the marital children of this almana. They're children from his first marriage. And it happens in Beis Din that the children from the first marriage, that's not actually the children of the widow, is really not on the widow's team, if you will. They don't want to support the widow. They want to give the widow the ksuba money. Call to Sela, you take care, you take the ksuba money. However, the widow may elect and say, wait a second, I don't want ksuba money. I know the 11th perek in ksubis. And I know the halacha in the 11th perek in ksubis is that aman and nizon is b'nichsi sayim. I want to be supported by your father's nechasim for the rest of my life till I get married. Does she have a right to say so? Well, you would say, yeah, that's our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah of Amana Nizonis Menichsi Yisoyimim. That the Amana could be supported forever from the husband's Nechasim. And the Yisoyimim have to support her forever. Send her a check every week, every month. Here are your food bills. Pay the Amana's food bills forever if she does not elect to take her Ksuba. But the question arises, and I want to talk about it in an American context, not an Israeli context, an American context, that we know the government of America, to people less fortunate, we have a system in America called food stamp system, right? And the food assistance system is that the government gives cards to different people, to people who are less fortunate, and the cards are in order for them to buy groceries, and the cards have exactly enough money on them to feed that person minimally. And in essence, those cards could be looked at as if the government is actually sending money to the person, sending food to the person. So the question is like this, is that granted is a chiv nezoinois, the chiv mezoinois to the almana. Granted is a chiv mezoinois. But is there a chiv mezoinos to almana when she's already getting food or food stamps, if you will, from the government, and she does not need the mezoinos? Because after all, the whole point of the halacha of almana nizoinos minichse yisoyimim is that we make sure that she has mezoinos. But if the government's stepping in and the government is making sure that she's getting mezoinos, do we still have an achrayis to give her money for food? She has money for food. In fact, she has money that's specified only for food and nothing else. She can't buy anything else, illegal to buy anything else out with it. And if that's true, is still a chiv mezoinos. Now, obviously, if the woman has pride and, you know, she doesn't want to take from food stamps, and she's not receiving food stamps, and she's working, and then, of course, there would be a chiv mezoinos. But let's assume in a scenario in which she is poor, she is destitute, and she is getting food stamps. Is there still a chiv mezoinos from the Yisayimim on the mother. Now, this could be very relevant in the entire. Think about it for a moment. Think about it. A lot of people in our communities, they take food stamps for whatever reason. And if that's true, the almana may want to, you know, if she's in her 50s or 60s, she doesn't want to go back to work. She might say, listen, guys, your husband, my ex-husband, your father, my husband who passed away, he had money. I want to be supported forever. And the Yisrael might say, listen, you're eligible to food stamps. You're getting it. I don't want to feed you. You go ahead. You use the food stamps. And the question arises, who wins in such a din Torah? Who would be the victor? And how does this halacha of almana nizonis play out practically? These are the questions that I want to deal with in the next 8 to 10 minutes in this year. So let's get some basics down. Now, the chiyuv mizonos that the yorshim have to the almana is exactly the same chiyuv mizonos that a baal has to ishtoi. And if the chiyuv mizonos that a baal has to ishtoi has the same chiyuv mizonos that a yosemim have, a yorshim have to almana, we have to look into this din of the chiyuv mizonos. This chiyuv mizonos that Chazal instituted, is there still a chiyuv mizonos when the person has food? Is there still chiyuv mizonos when the person is getting food from someone else? That's basically our question, right? Because she's getting food stamps. She's getting food from another place. Do we still have to give her food or not? That's basically the question. I won't even say it in more halachic terms. Over here, it's acherim nosnim lo. Others are giving her food. Someone else is giving her food. If someone else is giving her food consistently, do we still have a chiv to give her food or not? Because maybe she's getting food. We don't have a chiv to give her food anymore. So the question, this question could play out in a Dogel Mervava in Shulchan Aruch. This will play out in a Dogel Mervava in Shulchan Aruch. The Dogel Mervava in Simon Ayin in Evan Ha'ezer. Let me read the Mechaber and then we'll get to Dogel Mervava in a second. The Mechaber says on Sif Gimel, in Simon Ayin Evan Ezer, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kama Mizonos Poskim Le'isha, how much Mizonos do we actually give the Isha? And the Mechaber goes in and he says, Lechem shtei sudois b'chol yoyim. Every day she has a suda comprised of lechem for 2 sudas a day. And then the Mechaber goes on and says, also you have to give some wine, she needs something to drink. And if the minig of makom that she drinks a lot, so you give her more. It goes on to the different how much food you have to give her. Then the Mechaber says, listen to this, medavam amurim, when do we say, do we give the minimal amount of food to a woman? That's ba'ani should be Yisrael. If she's a poor woman, she's accustomed to minimal suda, you give her minimal mizonos. Aval im haya asher, but if she's accustomed to eating a lot of food and caviar, if it's kosher, if you will, she's accustomed to fancy food, hakol the fiyashroi, so too you got to feed her the fiyashroi. Okay, so we know that the chiv mizonos is according to how much, you know, what she's accustomed to, which is fascinating. And I want to be blunt, frank with everyone out there. I don't really have never seen a din Torah in which the Beis Din assesses what's the fee ashroi for mizonos for an almana or for a grusha, but whatever it is. My grusha doesn't get mizonos; she gets a ksuba. But by an almana, we never really saw that how that plays out practically nowadays. I would like to really look into that, but that's not really our point over here. Our point over here is the Ramah. The Ramah says right after the sentence when he says the fee ashroi the mechaber, it says tzimtzama. Say the woman was mitzamtzem. Say the Baal, right, the Baal or the Yorshim gave her allotted mizonos, and she was tzimtzama. She didn't use all of it. She was mitzamtzem. Right, tzimtzum comes from, you know, that she was restricted. She didn't use all the mizonos. V'hoisiru me'elu ha-mizonos. And there was leftovers from the mizonos which she received. So the question arises, who gets the leftovers? Says the Ramah, who shall Baal? The leftovers belong to the Baal, and that's the Tor. The Ramah quotes from the Tor. So clearly, leftovers belong to the Baal. So now, this halacha, that leftovers belong to the Baal, what's the concept that leftovers belong to the Baal? The concept is that, you know, the Baal has to feed her, but if she doesn't need it because she got extra, she's not eating that much, he gets to keep it. So if that's true, that leftovers belong to the Baal, we could actually say, before we get to Dogam Ervo, we'll get there in a second, we could actually say also, she's getting food stamps. I mean, she's getting food. Food stamps is food, right? There's no difference. When you get a card that allows you to buy food, or actual food, L'chayra, there's no difference, right? Someone could argue me out there, maybe send me an email and say it's wrong, but simply understood, the food stamps is food. And if that's true, when you give her food, in essence, that's leftovers. And leftovers belongs to the Baal. Now, if leftovers belong to the Baal in a scenario of mezonos, so too by Yorshim, L'chayra, leftovers should belong to the Yorshim as well. So, therefore, I would think from the Ramon, a simple level, that if she's getting food stamps, everything you give her more would be considered vohisiru me'elu mezonos, leftovers. And thereby, belonging to the Yorshim, so there's no point to give it to her if you're getting it back. However, let's look into Dogam Ervova. Dogam Ervova over there explains, and he says, what's this Tzimtzuma? So I explain to everyone, Tzimtzuma means that there was leftovers, right? She didn't eat a lot. But Dogam Ervova actually differentiates and distinguishes between two types of leftovers. He says there's leftover money and there's leftover food. And I'll explain. He says, like this, says Dogam Ervova, who was actually the Nodi Yehuda. He says, Tzimtzuma, what does it mean when it's the Mechaber said Tzimtzum of the Baal owns it or the Yorshim own it? That's talking about Konsa Bazol. She purchased the food with the money at a bargain price. So if she purchased the food at a bargain price, so the leftover money, that's what we're talking about, guys. Leftover money goes back to the Yorshim. She got a bargain price. However, im kimtsa mi isasa, but if she didn't get a bargain price, she paid full price, and you gave full price, in fact. And she ate, she restricted her eating, she's on a diet, she's kimtsa, she didn't eat a lot. So leftover food, if she's kimtsa, that belongs not to the Baal and the Yorshim, but that belongs to her. So we see from the Nodi Yehuda that if she, there's leftover money, the Yorshim and the Baal get, if there's leftover food, so then, then she gets. Okay, so that's clear. That's the halacha. Now, in our case, in the food stamp scenario, it's not really leftover money or leftover food. It's a third thing. She has food from someone else. She has money that's specified for food. And your money is superfluous. So it's really leftover, right? Your money is superfluous, leftover. L'chayra, that money is like tzimtzuma. It's like the Nodi Yehuda says, Konsa Bezoil, right? The Nodi Yehuda says clearly by Konsa Bezoil that anytime she buys it cheap, right? So the halacha is you get the rest comes to the Yorshim because you bought it cheap. So here too, it's like buying it cheap. If you give her money for food, right? And she uses her food stamp card, she got it for free, right? She gets free food where she goes. That's what the food stamp card does. Gets her free food. Any money you gave her for food stamps, all that money is like Konsa Bezoil. It's extra. And therefore, that would lead me to believe that money should go to the Yorshim, and therefore that would lead me to posek and say the halacha is that any ibriker geld with the gibsdi that they give to her and she doesn't need it because she has food stamps shouldn't be given at all, and therefore in such a din Torah maybe we should say that the money shouldn't be given to the almana. On the other hand, there's makom lechalik. What's the makom lechalik in the other hand? Yeah, you guessed it. When the Nodi Yehuda said Konsa Bezoil belongs to the Yorshim of the Baal, that's talking about because you have to buy her a certain amount of food. Okay, you gave her money for the food. You overestimated the price. She got a bargain, but you still got to buy her that food, right? You can't get out of buying that food. However, when she gets food stamps, it's not Konsa Bezoil. Maybe food stamps is different. Food stamps is not Konsa Bezoil. You didn't buy anything for her. You got to buy her something. And in the Yehuda's case, by Tzimtzum on the Ramoa, in effect, how he learns is that it was purchased at a bargain price. But you purchased something. You did your chiva mizonos. But in food stamps, you actually didn't purchase anything. So maybe over there you would say not. So it's not clear. So this lack of clarity, right, Reb Bloy, in his Sefer Piskei Choshen, Chelik Yerusha Ve'ishis, and Perek Yud Aleph actually paskins the halacha thusly. He says like this. He says that it depends where the money she's getting from the government, what kind of money that is. He says like this. There's two types of money you get from the government. He's like this. If she's getting money from the government, and it's not Social Security. It's Bituach Lumi. It's like, I don't know, in Israel we have this something called Bituach Lumi. It's a special stocker fund, if you will. So he says, if you're getting a stocker fund, and that stocker fund is not Machmas the Baal at all. That's just the government giving it to her. So then it's nothing to do with the Baal at all. So then the Yorshim still have to give the money. Because it's not like the Baal's giving. It's not like the Baal's giving. So food stamps, it's not Machmas the Baal. It's not, the Baal didn't cause that to happen. So he's arguing me in essence. The Pesachei Choshen is saying, no, when the food is given not due to the Baal, but the government's just giving it out of their kindness, so then it's not like the Baal paid. It's not the Baal's Yotzi's Chiv Mazonis and the Yoshim Yotzi's Chiv Mazonis. They got to pay. But then the Pesachei Choshen says, no, but she's getting money not because of Bituach Lumi. She's getting money from a certain fund that the Baal set up. Let's assume he set up a fund in his job, a pension. And that pension pays her food. So if it's a pension that she's getting, that's Machmas the Baal. He's Yotz the Chiv. So you see clearly the Pisei Choshen Rebloy, Zatzal, is saying that if the payment is Machmas the Baal or not, if it's not Machmas the Baal, like food stamps, so then we would say that no, then you're not Yotz the Chiv. But I still think there's a mukum to argue on that and say no, that if it's food stamps, even if it's not Machmas the Baal, but it's like Tzimtzuma, it's just extra, it's extra money. Here it's like more than extra money, it's more than Kansa Bezol, it's for free. And therefore, this halachic question, I've not yet heard a clear hachra, neither have I seen it in play in a bezin, but everyone has food for thought.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.